One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So what do you think gravitate fans towards you? Because for people to be hardcore fans and stuff, it got to be more than just the music.
Yeah. I think it's just like my energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm bigger than nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that without them, there would be none of this. Yeah. Without y'all, it would be none of this. So I walk into everything. I go into everything with straight gratitude. Like, I'm thankful. I lead with love. And I just think that's what it is.
All right. So what's your type in general?
Like, I'm not racist now, y'all. I promise. But, like, I love black women. I'm sorry.
Crazy.
I love black women. Like, you got to be, you know what I'm saying?
Hello?
You got to be very much seasoned, cultured.
Yes.
Know a little something. I prefer that they're not too much taller than me.
How tall are you?
I don't know.
You lying.
Like,
you lying.
Like,
ask her what her first
do
size was.
Do
nah,
don't.
What was your all first? Right, nah,
I was 12.
Hold the
whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
I like her. Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as
gay. What's up, everybody? Hey, Gabies, we back in the building. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and comment. Turn those post notifications on. You know the vibes.
Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody tuned in through the audio, through our podcast. And big shout out to everybody on our Patreon. We going up. We going crazy.
Woo, Patreon been going dumb.
What?
Hey, y'all ain't see that Valentine's blind date.
What?
Y'all ain't see them shorties eating them cherries?
What?
That's all the
BTS. You only get that on Patreon.
You gotta come to our Patreon, y'all. Like, yesterday. Like, I don't know what you're waiting on, guys. Like, hurry up. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, we got a special episode for y'all today. We have a very special guest in the building. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest for us, okay? So today's guest was coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay shit is a rising R&B singer and songwriter known for their soulful, unfiltered storytelling. They first went viral with their breakout single, Sober, and has been making waves ever since with music that dives deep into love, healing, and self-discovery. Inspired by artists like Brent Faiyaz and Summer Walker, they're all about authenticity, vibes, and connecting with their audience. Gabies, please welcome to the show, the artist.
Yeah, the artist.
All right, told I can't be artists singing up building. Here today because we got a real R&B singer in the building, so I'm going to hold back on
y'all
my vocals.
No
y'all know
smoke,
how I
man.
Be getting down. You know what I'm saying?
No smoke, man.
What's up, though? How you feeling, man?
What up, gang? I'm feeling good. How y'all feeling?
We good, man. Thanks for coming through.
We've been wanting to like sit down with you for like at least the past year. Definitely in the summertime, we was trying to make it work. But I think you was on the go.
You was fucking busy.
Nonstop.
Trying to get you down to Miami and Miami on the way again. So we locked in now. So we definitely gonna be, you know what I'm saying, working more. Shout out to your team as well.
Shout out to the team, shout out to the gang. Shout out to y'all too, for real, for y'all consistency. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. So I know you've done a few interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been very based on you being an artist and very cutesy, very demure. But today is going to be the same, but we're going to get into knowing you. But
right, before, let's do it.
But before we get started, we're going to see how clever you are.
Oh, shit. Right? Y'all going to expose me. Shouldn't
we start off with a game called Skittles and Riddles. Yeah. If you get this riddle wrong, I poured you a nice shot in the no homo shot glass. Yeah. All right.
I might get it wrong on purpose. Hold on
now. And everybody know that's tuned in. If y'all got to play along with us, if y'all get it wrong, get your no homo shot glass and take one
if
with us.
If you get it wrong, if you get it right, take a shot. You know the vibes. All right, so this is the riddle, okay? Think gay. It's something gay.
Damn.
What do you call lesbian twins? I know you got bars and shit like that, too, so I know you good with the metaphors.
What do you call lesbian twins?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. Les twins. Shit.
Okay.
I don't know. lesbian twins? Yeah. Oh no, I ain't never met a pair of twins that was lesbians.
Damn, I don't know why I just got that hype.
That's your toxic. No, you be having red flags pop out every now and then. Like, you a good motherfucker, but it's damn. It's deep down. Brandy,
Let me back outside.
Yeah. All right, lesbian twins. I'm trying to think.
I see the answer, so I can't guess with y'all, but you can guess.
Damn, hold on. Think gay?
I don't think it's Les twins.
Me too. Think gay. Think gay and like, you know, they always be on some freaky shit when it comes to gay shit. So think kind of freaky. You're an R&B artist. So I feel like you got to be freaky. You feel me? I feel like all R&B artists is love.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, lesbian twins. Wait. Oh, they twins.
Yeah, twin sisters.
And they twin sisters. Mm-hmm. Damn.
You got something next up?
Double trouble.
Oh,
I was finna say a double trouble.
All right, y'all. Answer is lick-a-likes.
Please.
Please.
Here's to all my lick-a-likes. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I am crying. Yeah, salute.
That is crazy. The set of twins I know, they're actually both transgender, which is crazy.
So they was lesbian. Well, I don't know if they were.
I think originally, sometimes that's how transgender starts. Like, you're lesbian. You know, that's trying to find yourself. Mm-hmm. But if y'all
any lesbian twins out there, hit us up. We actually want to talk to y'all about a few things.
Yeah, because I know your mom, like,
both my daughters gay.
Damn. My mom felt the same way.
You basically are a lesbian twin. You got to see her sister.
My mom felt the same way.
They lesbian twins.
As promised, we just dropped our new Patreon page, and you should subscribe now.
That's right. We already got people over there in our newer community waiting for you to join them as well to get all the new exclusive content from the No Homo Show.
Yes, and we got behind-the-scenes footage that you will not see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have ad-free episodes, no commercials at all, and so much more, y'all.
Yeah, you should sign up today. I'm talking about you might even come to our studio.
We're doing
guidance from the gay gods.
It's a whole community in there, and if you're not on there, like, what community?
Come on now. You a gaby, right?
Come on.
Come on over to our Patreon.
Make sure you join us now at patreon.com/thenohomoshow.
Before we start and get into it, the way that we start up here is with our coming out story. So please let us know who, what, when, where, why, how was it for you coming up out that closet?
Yo, I was born this way. I ain't gonna hold ya. I'm being dead ass. I came out the womb loving women, straight up.
For real?
Like, yeah, I don't got no coming out story. I was already out. Everybody knew. My mother, my father, my auntie.
So you realized it right away? It wasn't like,
I think it was like I always like hanging out like with my male cousins. And like, I never wanted to dress like a girl, dresses and stuff. Like, I always wanted to like play football.
You
and
play
all
basketball?
That. Yeah, hell yeah, I played basketball.
Mm-hmm, I knew it.
Mad college
years.
And stuff. Yeah,
all that. I don't know. I guess just as I started to get older, like middle school, like I just was always just attracted to the women. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a girlfriend. I think I had a girlfriend in kindergarten. Hold on.
Okay, you said my
holding hands in the line. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, nah, for real. I was born this way.
And you ain't had no conversation with your parents?
Right.
Nope, but my mom did find out a crazy way. Please, I even tell you. So boom. Like, you know how like when you young, like your parents take your phone?
Yeah.
Yo, I told this girl, I said, all right. I'm giving my mother my phone. Good night. She gonna send pictures in her little training bra and underwear.
Ah, not the training bra.
My mother came and woke me up so quick. Oh. What is this?
Yeah.
Mom, I don't know what that is. I know exactly what that was. Hold okay. on. Hey, I ain't never got a picture like that before. So I said, oh.
Hell, not the first time you got first, the pic, you got caught.
You was like, let me see real quick.
No,
let
for me real. See closer. Woke me up. I was in deep shit, too.
Yeah.
She was ready to go to the school and everything. I'm like, Mom, damn. Come on, please.
But what yeah. grade was you in?
7th or 8th. Oh, okay. Wait. I was definitely in the 7th grade.
That okay, was in 7th so grade. Like, 12, 13.
Around there?
Yeah.
I was in the 7th grade, yo.
Yeah, because why is y'all being fresh?
Right, though.
Yeah,
like,
I ain't even asked her to do that
picture
either.
Picture probably blurry as hell and everything. I'm that's like, one hold of them on. Back in the day.
Facts.
Nah, that's
crazy. Yeah, crazy.
But after that, like, how was it? Like, was she okay with it or did it take some time for her to get adjusted to
oh,
you?
Nah. My mom, she love this shit. Like, yeah, she every time she goes somewhere, she see, like, rainbow socks or something, she gonna buy it. She one of them mothers, bro. She's one of them mothers.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, she's OD supportive. Like, she love it. She be at all the gay shit that we be, that, like, we go to. Yeah, she love it. Like, my whole family, like, I just feel like, you know, they don't really care for her. They don't be care.
I love that.
Yeah. Shout out to all the families that be supporting when we come out the closet. Because everybody can't say that. You feel me? It'd be hard for some people out here. So,
facts.
Talk to your family. Amen. All right, so let's get into this music. All right, we're going to talk to you today. Like, we never read anything about you. Just so everybody can get to know you if they don't know, okay? So, first and foremost, where are you from and what age did you start doing music?
All right, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I'm saying 973 Brick City, all that good stuff.
We go through New Jersey. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I started doing music for real, in like 2018. Really 2020 for real, but like I had my first studio session in 2018. So I probably was like, in my 20s. I probably like 20. Oh, I can't remember. How long goes that? Wait, what's this year? 2025?
Yeah,
if you take
lie.
Away five, okay, I was about like 22, 23. Okay. When I like really started doing it for real.
Okay. But you always knew you could sing? Like, it was always your vibe or you just started singing one day?
Yeah, it was crazy. I just like always sung as a kid growing up. I never thought this would be my life though. Like, I never wanted to be an artist. Mm-hmm. I wanted to like play basketball all my life or like be a teacher all my life. Like, I never That's knew right. that I was going to do music.
Yo, you put that out there. Like, we be having that plan. God be having something totally different.
I thought I was going to be a pediatrician. I don't even know why. I hate school.
Pediatrician crazy.
I have no idea. Yo. Shit sounded good when I was a kid. Don't you feel like, me? You know what? Go ahead and do that shit. Here, $5. I used to be.
Here, $5. For real.
Pediatrician. Give me $5. I'm about to be a pediatrician.
But also, I think you said your friend from college took you to the studio or something?
Yeah, it's friend Tata.
It's crazy because like I went to college too, but then that's where I started DJing. So like when I say like you're going, like you still need to go that same path to introduce you to something that you couldn't even imagine. That's crazy.
Yo, it's crazy,
right?
And I went to school for like to play basketball. Like I didn't care for school. I only went to play basketball. You feel me? So it's like, for that to turn into this is crazy.
That's hard.
But I'm grateful though.
That's dope. All right, how you get your name for those that might not be aware?
I used to call myself Erica the Artist. Let me tell you, I just feel like artists just embodies like who I am outside of music. Like I love anything art. I feel like everything in the world is art. Like, you know what I'm saying? The way we dress, the fucking, down to the way you fucking put your food on the plate. Like that shit is art. And I just feel like artists is who I am. So I dropped Erica. Erica is my real name. Y'all can know that.
Okay.
Y'all can't know my middle names, though.
Stud name versus real name. Come on.
Your stud name versus real. Okay. Damn. Do
Your
I have
stud
a
name?
Name?
I guess is
Your
artist.
Stud name
yeah,
is
my
artist.
Stud, my, okay. Your real name is my stud name is artist. My real name is Erica with a C too.
Oh, Erica with a C. Okay, Erica that's with a C. Oh, that's me clear.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
Do you happen to know TT the artist?
No, no. It's so. I don't know.
So the crazy thing is TT the artist. She's an like a. A music artist, producer. She does video fashion too. And it's crazy because the way you explain it is just like how she is, just in general, just very artistic. But she would be a dope person to like get to know stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Alright, TT, I'm finna come look for your ass.
Yeah, yeah, nah, she
And she's not
hard.
A singer. Like she's really big like on club music. Like she from she did Baltimore Club.
Nah, for real. She make that shit for real.
She was really big with Baltimore Club, but she does stuff with Issa Rae and all that. So
that's fire.
Like,
shout out to you, TT.
Yeah,
TT the motherfucker artist. All right, so is this correct? Sober was your first breakout record, would you say?
If
you
had to agree with that? Hell yeah.
Okay, when you recorded, did y'all know like this is the one? Like they about to go crazy when this shit dropped.
Nope. You know what's crazy? Sober wasn't even a song we were supposed to drop. We was going to drop a different song called Recovery at the time. But we just had like some mishaps go on. It's like, you know, the show don't stop.
Yeah, period.
So we had to go on to the next record. The next record that was up to go was Sober. And we dropped it, you know? We just all had faith and just kept working, you know? You know how that goes.
Do y'all think the best music come from a broken heart?
For me, yeah. Like, yeah. For me. Like, when I'm in the studio, like, it's easier for me to sing about the stuff that, like, you know, stung a little bit.
Because nobody want to hear Keisha Cole's
Bitch, Keisha,
happy
you
better album.
Go get cheered on right now. The make that motherfucker right now. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Should've cheated.
That'd be all fucked that. Up, though. People be like, man, anybody get the best single after this little heartbreak.
Word. That's, word. I ain't gonna lie, word.
It do hit different, though.
It hit different.
And then even, I think, hearing the song and then seeing your performance, what was the platform that
Stage, yeah, Red Room.
I think seeing your performance, it made it look like a little more emotional. That made it be like, damn, like this is deep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, them
shout out to the team for that.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, when it comes to music, like, do you feel like there's a such thing as like oversharing? Like, I don't want to talk about this, talk about that. But it's like when you do share, people kind of resonate with it more. Because Drake used to do that a lot, too. He used to be talking about his... He put the name in there, all kind of all shit.
That. I think for me, it was like a vulnerability thing. Am I saying that right? Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Vulnerability thing. I was afraid to like be vulnerable and like let people know, like, you know, the things I went through. So when I did Sober, and it's like, damn, they relate. It's like, all right, cool. It made me feel more comfortable and confident in just telling the real for real, like, everything I really be going through for real.
Yeah. I think if people feel like they getting to know you, it hit different. Because I'll tell you that one thing, that Confessions album, I swear that was Usher's whole story.
I just knew it was his life.
I think we was like, yo.
Usher ain't shit.
And it wasn't even Usher the whole time.
Wasn't even, bro.
I think that just hit different. And that's the one thing, like, on the rapping side. Like, I love Fabulous, but I don't be knowing nothing about him from his raps. And it's like, true. Yo, I can't connect that much as far as somebody that actually is... That. Kind of pouring their heart out. Even Drake.
Nah,
I mean,
Drake
he be getting in his feelings. You know what I mean?
Word.
Then he just drop a record called like, give me a hug.
Oh, yeah. And he definitely back in his feelings. Light skin shit. Shout out to OVO.
Light skin
Drake,
shit. Rude.
So, like, what are some conceptions, if you had to say any, about LGBTQIA+ artists in music?
I don't know.
Or, like, how is it for you? Like, do you have anything that you have to go against? Like, would it be in, like, a predominantly masculine entertainment business? Like, is there anything that you have to face with being... Are you a stud? Do you consider yourself a stud?
I'm just artist, man. You're just artist. Fucking know what
I okay,
this
if
shit
people
mean,
see you, they
more
you a stud.
No.
Yeah,
yo,
hell yeah,
presented.
Yeah. Anybody see
me? My voice got
deep
real quick.
Yeah. But I feel like, for me, like, in the space I'm in, the R&B space, like... It's a lot of R&B artists, well, a lot of successful R&B artists that don't necessarily look like me. You know what I'm saying? In a sense. Yeah. So I feel like that already is just like, it's like, I bet, you know, we've got to just climb a little higher, take a little longer for us to do the things that other people are able to do. But yeah. I ain't going to lie, we going crazy though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you pronounce her name Known or Quan or whatever, but she just dropped the remix with Kehlani. Like,
yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I just looked up the script. Like, she says how to say her name. It's like K-1.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm like, I even tried to look up interviews to see how to pronounce her name, and there's really no interviews out, like just vlogs and stuff. So I'm like, how the fuck is it? She is like, on her little street right
now. Yeah, I'm saying,
yeah.
And it's fire to see people be like so receptive to it too. Like, it ain't like, oh, you trying to, no, it's like, nigga, like we it get like that over here. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's fire, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to like Young and May, like, you know what I'm saying? She was like, probably one of the, you know what I'm saying? First masculine for real.
Hell yeah, the holy stuff.
Rappers like really go crazy. The holy stuff, please. Hey, everybody, happening. Okay. You feel me? Like,
definitely the holy stuff.
What do you think is the difference between the R&B masculine singers compared to the masculine rappers? I feel like the singers is going crazy. Like you, Jazzy, K-1, if that's how you say her name. Mm-hmm. Cody Shane.
Amari.
Cash Paid.
Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Like, all these artists, like, is going crazy. And there's a lot of dope female rappers, but I feel like they be, like, so talking gay shit.
Yeah.
That, like, it's not the whole world. It can't really relate to it.
Can't be talking about straps on every song. You know
I feel like with us is, like, granted, I'm masculine, but I'm still a woman at the end of the day. So a lot of my music come from feelings as a woman. So women can resonate with that. Like, whether they date women or whether they date men or, you know what I'm saying, whatever they into is, like, they could relate. Mm-hmm. Like I tell people, people tell me all the time, oh my God, I relate to this. Oh, I never knew I needed this song. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's because we just more in tune with our emotions as opposed to being more in tune with like our sexuality, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to put out there like, oh my God, I love women. I mean, I do. But like, you know, I'm human at the end of the day. Like, I don't see no gender for real. Like, I see a heart type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I try to get it across.
Yeah, nah, that's right.
So how do you balance like wanting to make sure you represent for the community, but also not getting boxed in as like a queer artist or LGBT artist per se?
I just remain myself. Like, I just feel like as long as I continue being myself, like I could never like, you know, be cornered into like, oh, everybody just labeling me as that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just being myself, being natural with it, and just staying the course and continue doing what I've already been doing just at a bigger level, you know?
Type shit.
Yeah.
Do people be like shocked when they found out what you look like? Cause I ain't gonna lie, I heard your music before I saw you. And I was like, nigga, I know you're a goddamn star. You're not my star, brother.
Not my brother.
My brother.
Thanks.
I hate her.
Do that happen though? Like, do you ever hear about stories like, bro, I ain't know you, you know what I'm saying? I thought you was.
Yeah. Ooh. Nah, yeah, yeah. For real. Some people think I'm a man.
Really?
Hey, no, hold on. I might channel my inner nigga. Hold on now. But nah, yeah, for real. I don't know, it'd be different. Some people would be like, I mean, I got a hat on right now, but like when some people see like me and my hair in person, they'd be like, oh, this is what it look like. Yeah. But yeah, it's cool though. Like, not everybody be cool. Like. No, for real. Can I touch it? No.
Oh, hell no. Nah, you can't touch
it. You cannot touch my head. Please don't ever ask me that.
That's
oh, yeah,
wild.
That's that meet and greet. You got
okay,
that
meet and greet.
Let me just touch it.
I'd be like, what?
Now, your supporters be going crazy for you, too, as well.
Do you have
a crazy story or, like, the most craziest situation that you ever dealt with a supporter? You ever had a stalker?
Damn.
Oh, my God.
I know they better be stalking your ass.
Yo, yes, bro.
Fuck supporter. What about the stalkers?
Yo, yes, bro. Yes, bro. It was this one lady. I ain't even going to say the state she from because she probably going to end up watching this interview one day.
Oh, shit.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you'll get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
Yeah, that's probably one of the craziest, like, fan things. Outside of, like, the regular, oh, let's get married stuff and all that. But
not regular, let's get married.
Oh, yeah, it's regular.
That's crazy. So what do you think gravitate fans towards you? Because for people to be hardcore fans and stuff, it gotta be more than just the music.
Yeah. I think it's just like my energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm bigger than nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that without them, there would be none of this. Yeah. Without y'all, it would be none of this. So I walk into everything. I go into everything with straight gratitude. Like, I'm thankful. I lead with love. And I just think that's what it is.
That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, you talk about your team a lot, right?
Yeah, how fuck did them
you,
niggas.
How, and then even... You saying that your team, y'all came up with putting out, you know, your next song, Sober, right? So how'd you even get a team before you was actually popping? Because I think a lot of artists be like, I need a team. But like,
sure.
It sounded like you got a solid team.
Yo, it was crazy. I didn't even know what I was getting myself into when I met my manager, Fame. So Okay. Boom. Somebody sent me something on Instagram where it was like, a studio session, but at the time I didn't know what it was for. I thought that if you go and play music and they like your music, you win like free studio time. At the time I ain't had no bread for no studio. You feel me?
Okay.
So boom, I get there, it's like 100 people there. First of all, I'm confused and scared. Hold the fuck.
Damn,
just,
I
like,
right.
Yo, that's what that's really what I thought. You feel me? So my manager Fang, she do these things called intro sessions where you introduce yourself as an artist and you know, if they see something in you, you know what I'm saying? They gonna, you know, take the ride with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, start managing you and just directing you and helping, like, build your career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Fame and the team. So, I played some music. It was crazy when I was, before I went inside and played music, she came out and she was like, yeah, I've been looking for you. I've been waiting for you.
Damn.
You feel me? We had hugged and shit. So, then when I went in there, played music, and we was in the studio, like, fucking 2 days later. We was at that same studio. We did a song. And then, yeah, it's hit, the rest is history. That was 2021.
That's hard.
Now it's my uncle and shit.
Because it's hard to get...
Now that's my uncle.
Yeah, it's my uncle.
It's hard to get people to believe in you before, like, that's you already so got your buzz.
Nah, for real.
But, I mean, obviously, if you're... It's way different if you can really sing, you know, compared to, like...
My. Yeah, because everybody be wanting to manage me too. I'll be like, yo, y'all gotta chill.
Don't nobody want to manage her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm not trying to do music. Yo, I just do
nigga
that.
Said, nah, I don't need management, cool nigga. That, I got it.
All right, now, one thing that we have come to discover is like, people think that people who do R&B, like, they're soft. You feel me? But actually, y'all really be the ones really getting down to it. And we've been hearing about this term lately called R&B.
R&B is crazy.
Can you relate to that, or is it like, what do you feel when it comes to the R&B drama?
I don't be beefing with nobody. I don't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I ain't gonna lie though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people do piss me off.
You can tell she lying the way she was rubbing her eyes. She's about to tell a lie.
She's about to start twitching, start rubbing,
start snapping.
Nah, people do piss me off, but like, honestly, the goal is so much bigger than like what I'm doing now.
Heard.
And
that.
Like, it's no way I'm gonna sit there and disrespect like how far God done brought me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not letting nothing get in the way, nothing throw me off. Beef or no beef, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Probably be a little back and forth here and there, but never a beef though. If anybody out there say they beef with me, they motherfucking lying.
Okay.
They lying.
Would you do like an R&B like diss track? I don't think I ever heard of R&B, R&B hell, diss track.
Yeah, I did. Sober. Yeah,
oh, today, that was diss track?
No, not to an artist, but to a girl. Hell okay.
Because I'm like, I ain't never heard nobody diss nobody. Like, well, I guess they kind of do
Chris Brown. Well, he started rapping actually on his shit. He started snapping. But he did do a little.
I don't ever want to beef with Chris Brown, please.
Nah. Because he said he ain't rapping and he dancing on that track.
Yo, like,
and he gonna go on tour.
He gonna do it.
Yeah, like, for sure.
It's over.
That's and it's crazy because you actually work with like K Camp, Young Blue.
Shout out to K Camp.
You work with Tank, didn't you?
We ain't work together, but like he did a show for Grammy Week one time and he had me on his show, like a performance.
And like how there ain't no like stigma behind like you being a lesbian or like they just in there ready to work.
They ready to work. They yo.
That's hard.
That's all my brothers, cousins, and uncles. Yeah, I tell y'all, for everybody fam.
Yeah. I think K-Camp is so slept on. Like, I think
that nigga cold. Man.
He is. Cold.
And he be producing his own shit, too.
Yes.
He cold.
That's different, bro.
Okay, shout out to K-Camp.
Yeah, shout out to bro, for real.
Big ups to ATL, ho. Do you have any dream collabs, people that's in the community that you would love to work with?
Kehlani.
She gonna let you kiss her too? Hey, that kiss on that
motherfucker. Yeah, I heard about it. I ain't seen it yet. I heard it's crazy.
I wasn't expecting that.
In the music video?
Tongue, yeah.
Oh, I see it. Y'all think they like together?
That? Yeah.
I hope something. So.
They got that wasn't their first kiss.
She
done got her girl in London, okay? Yeah. First of all, I didn't know she was from London until I heard her accent. Like, you would never know.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy how that kid like switching on.
Yes, it's crazy.
Kehlani. Of course, that'd be dope.
That collab would be hard as fuck.
Facts.
I would say let me think. I'm trying to think about anybody that I want to work with. And if they in the community.
Type shit. They probably in it. They just
help.
I named a few R&B artists. I don't know if there's any like rap artists that we have
Dolce.
Be though.
Bisexual.
That's cold. Ooh.
That'll be hard.
Ooh. Ooh.
That'll be hard.
Nasty. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, she's going crazy.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
Yeah, Dolce will be fire.
Are there any, so on the No Homo Show, we have a Patreon that we offer a playlist of LGBT artists that we really rock with. You're on there for sure. You've been on there.
Thank y'all. All love.
Are there any, and you also take... You took Amari on tour with you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really dope because y'all kind of are, I mean, y'all both are masculine R&B artists. And maybe somebody else might be like, I want to be the only one on a tour. But I think it does make sense.
Yeah,
right?
I had D-Gotti too.
What's her name?
D-Gotti.
I don't know D-Gotti. You know D-Gotti?
Yeah, I know D-Gotti. I'm going to play something for y'all.
Okay. She's R&B?
Yeah, she's from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
So it's I was going to ask you, what other artists like should we add to the playlist? Like,
definitely D-Gotti.
D-Gotti.
Let me tell y'all something right now.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all something right now.
Yeah.
D is crazy. Yeah. That's in the community.
Yeah. Mm. We a whole
D-Gotti,
bunch of gay shit.
D-Gotti. Damn. I mean, I'm pretty sure you already got Amari on there.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all got to get more hit.
I'm gonna check out that D. Gotti.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm telling y'all, put y'all on today. When y'all listen to, y'all gonna play her in the club tonight. Watch.
Okay,
that's hard.
We definitely outside tonight.
Yeah, on everything. Damn.
It ain't no pressure. Yeah, ain't no pressure.
Definitely
saying.
D. My dog D. Word. For sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's hard. All right, let's get into your business.
All right, let's get
fuck out of political shit. I'm fucking with you.
There you go, scratching your face. Hey, look, you already.
Hey, I see when you about to start getting a little under pressure. Scratching a little bit.
Tapping the foot. Yeah.
So we had you ask some of your supporters, you know, like, what do y'all want to know about me? You know what I'm saying? And we also took a poll as well on our behalf. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just go through a few questions that people wanted to know about the artist, okay? First thing they kept asking is, what is your relationship status?
Oh, I'm single. I don't have no girlfriend.
Like single, or like single, like dating, like
single? Oh, I'm
like
dating. I'm dating, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely got my, you know what I'm saying? My eye.
Okay.
That is crazy.
Maybe my hands.
Okay.
But yeah, but nah, I ain't in a relationship.
Dang, cause I was watching interviews of you like 6-8 months ago. You was like, I got me a joint.
Lie.
That's why.
That's how it be. You know, lesbian shit. You know what I'm
saying? Nah, I lied. She probably was there.
Oh shit.
I lied.
Yeah. My ex, huh?
Please.
So hold up. So since you started, you know, getting the momentum up, is it hard to date as the artist?
It's hard to date because...
Or be in a committed relationship. Because it's easy to date.
What's crazy? Like, I was in one as I started to rise, and that got tough because of my career. Like, they couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, what it takes and what it come with. So I was like, cool. And, like, dating-wise, it's tough. Because, like, I'm in a space where it's like, I don't know, like, people's intentions for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad. It's bad out here. Like, it ain't even funny no more how bad it is out here. Like, they ain't even hiding it.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I want this. That's all I want. Hold on.
Wow.
This ain't one of my songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like,
cause in your head, right, is it the concept of being with somebody before you blow and then sticking with them sounds good. But they know you before you were so busy. Right. And now they like, hold up, you change, or I need that time. It'd be like, hold up.
Okay.
So it shit definitely gotta change your thing.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Next. You feel
hello.
Me?
What we learn.
X.
If somebody wanna shoot they shot at you, DMs or in person.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you'll get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
All right, so what's your type in general?
Like, I'm not racist, none, y'all, I promise. But, like, I love black women. I'm sorry.
Crazy.
I love black women. Like, you gotta be, you know what I'm saying?
Hello?
You gotta be very much seasoned, cultured.
Yes.
Know a little something. But I don't really have no type. I prefer that they're not too much taller than me.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I don't know.
You lying.
Like five?
Nah, you ain't 5'5".
Why you look at your manager?
You like 5'3".
I'm not 5'3".
I'm 5'3" and 3/4".
I'm taller than you.
No way. We were just saying hi when we
standing. How tall people are you? Like, oh, hey.
My ID say 5'12".
5'12" is crazy because that's 6 foot.
That's 6 foot. But now you want to know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, it don't matter my height. I got to say this. No matter my two things.
You know what I'm saying? She's taller than you.
Wait, hold on. I got to tell her. Two things.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? What they be saying, hard over height, cool. But like, when you bent over, you shorter. Straight up.
That's some gay shit.
You know what I'm saying? Don't matter how tall you is. Get down there.
Hello.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Heard that. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy you say that because we kind of wanted to set the mood for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I don't know if you know, but we are sponsored by Starship. Have you heard of Starship?
What's it?
Oh, wow. That's crazy because let me tell you, you're missing out.
I'm missing out. Starship.
All right. If you go to shopstarship.com, you can get 15% off using the No Homo Show. But don't worry. We got you.
Do we deliver fast?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Well, we got express delivery right here. We got No Homo delivery right here.
We got No Homo delivery for you. All
right? Yo, I need both of them.
Because when you bend her over to be shorter than you, you can smack her. Smack her with the body.
You know what's crazy? I was just talking about that today.
You really?
So I manifested this.
Literally.
So we got you a little bondage package just to kick off. Because we was going to get you something really like extra, but we like, yo, she just dating.
Something like.
Yeah, something like.
We don't want the girls to fall in love.
Big up the starship, man. Yeah. I'm finna come see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
15%.
I got you. You don't need to buy nothing. We got you.
Go. You might need some more stuff, though. That's the starter pack right there.
Welcome to Atlanta, okay. Starter pack.
Hey, what was yesterday? Valentine's Day. So that means today Valentine's Day again, too.
Did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Did you have a Valentine?
Yeah, I got a Valentine. Yep.
Did you poster?
No. We ain't doing that.
I'm being messy.
You know what I'm saying? Hell no. Right. I'm saying, oh, hell no.
So you don't do the public relationships? You rather have a private situation?
I'd rather nobody be in my business for real. Like, yeah, everybody start thinking they know what's going on, saying this, saying that, sending it to this person. Like, first of all, I ain't talked to that girl in 2 years. Why yeah. doesn't matter what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. So and plus, like, you know, I'll be thinking about the other person too.
So even if you got into a relationship, you madly in love, you going to keep it on the low?
I mean, somebody, they going to know it's somebody in my life.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't going to be overly, hey guys, this is, look at her. Yeah. Look at her. Yeah. This, no, I'm not doing it. No, I don't know.
Fuck around, make like a wish, ski mask at the wind.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
I love Keisha Cole, man, but them happy too. Songs wasn't working for
her. I don't want her happy. I'm sorry. All right, that's fucked up.
That's real fucked up.
I want you happy, Keisha. I want you happy.
Keisha, a Libra, too. Shout out to you, mom.
Shout out to the Libras. All right, since we're speaking of signs, what's like the worst and the best sign you ever dated?
I don't know nothing about the best. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm messing with you. The worst. What's January?
January what?
Like the end.
Aquarius, maybe Aquarius. January.
Wait, when does Aquarius start?
January 20th, I think. Or well, 21st, yeah.
She was an Aquarius, sorry. Damn, my mama Aquarius though.
Not to your mama.
Yeah, my mama's
real. Why you think she's the worst sign?
She was terrible. Her, it was between her and a Gemini.
Oh, and they like one and the same, for real,
yeah,
for real.
It was between her and this one Gemini. Please.
What they were doing?
Everything. Like, please. Fucking please. That's all, like, what the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I wrote soap about the Aquarius skirt.
No
way.
Damn, Aquarius. At least
you got me fucked up. Still got me fucked up to this day.
Damn. Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra. Big Libra. Big vibes. You know, vibes.
Ah, you're a Libra boo, too, boo, 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 boo,
boo. My whole team Libras except
like it's
for
a gang, okay?
They say Libras be lying, though.
Hey, everybody lie. Hold on.
Whoa. But they say Libras lie for, like, no fucking reason.
Hey, right, look. I'm going to be honest with you.
Like, y'all just be bored just lying.
I'm not going, like, lie for something super serious, but like I might, you know what I'm saying? Tell fame I'm 20 minutes away, really didn't even leave the house yet.
You know, crazy you saying that because that's exactly what you did to us today.
I was not lying, I swear. Was I lying?
What?
Wait, hold on, time out. It was traffic, but
you just set yourself up for that one. We weren't even gonna mention.
Damn, Marcus!
But you told us the same damn lie. Don't damn Libras. At least you're
fame.
You
text me like, fame text me like, what's your real ETA? Like, be for real. I was dead ass. The shit kept going.
You already know your happy life.
She, please. We wasn't the same, mom.
No, she started scratching. Said, you did.
See me, right?
Yo, hey. Yo, you giving it up.
No, for real. Damn. What's the best sign? We got the worst.
Libra.
What's the... You dated a Libra before?
I'm saying I did. Never mind. Hell no. No, actually. Capital F-U-C-N-K. The best sign?
To date.
That you dated, yeah.
I don't know yet. We got a contender right now.
Oh, what's the contender sign?
Pisces.
Okay. Look, not the engineer.
A man, the only man here got so excited. Look.
Hey, they say Pisces look crazy, though. You know
yeah,
saying?
I was told to run and never look back.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, as a Libra, we just got to see.
We're going to follow up with you in a year.
Yeah, follow. Yeah, matter of fact, follow up with me. What's this month? February? Follow up with me about April, May. Let's see what I'm saying.
Okay.
See where
okay.
is that.
So you say that. How long do you think you should date somebody before you commit to them?
I don't. You know what? I just think
Look,
that
I got
as long
a
as you
she started.
As long as you got like enough time to really learn them and like you know what they're about, where they come from, where they're trying to go, shit like that. Like I feel like there's no real time on it because you could say 6-7 months, but like 6-7 months, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It could be a year. It could be a fucking week. God damn it. Hey.
You know, I ain't gonna lie.
In this community, shit.
Yes, sir.
It's 2 to 4 like business days.
Hello?
If it take I love me you a day year, one. If it take me a year to feel like if I want to be with you, I think that's just too long.
That's mad long. That's a waste of my fucking time.
You're right.
What we doing?
But I do agree, like, sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, this person is everything I want. And we feel like that after a week. It'll be like, bro, you don't know the real her. Stop.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie, that was something I had to, like, really, like, just, like, calm the fuck down.
Savannah, slow down.
Just calm down. So I've been working on that, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know,
yeah,
take things, you know, here and there, not trying to do too much.
And is there anything, like, you established, like, with somebody dating you? Yeah. With somebody dating you as far as being an artist, like, yo, you gotta be okay with this. Like,
absolutely. What's
the things that you establish?
Women are a part of this career. Like, you have to be comfortable enough to, like, you know what I'm saying, know that women are gonna be around, whether it's a video shoot, photo shoot, a release party, fucking interview.
Yeah.
Like, I have to come in contact with women. Sometimes I gotta be very close. Sometimes I gotta fake like I'm in love. Like, it's a part of it. But, like, as long as you trust me and know that, like, I don't care for this, I'm doing this because I have to.
Yeah.
We could, man. Some people, they don't like, yo, I had a girl tell me she wasn't watching my music video. And she was my girlfriend at the time. Like, we was together for years. Mm. She didn't watch my video because there was a girl in it. Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
You said
she you're
not going to give me that view. You know I need that view.
And then, like, don't come to my, like, shoot and make it awkward or anything.
Yo, that's another thing. Yeah. That's another thing. I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of like one of my tests too. Like, if it's somebody I feel like I could see myself like being with, I bring them around to see how they are in certain spaces.
Yeah,
and that girl's space and purpose. Like, how you good over there?
Just to see, because like some girls, like some people only be doing like dating artists or like dating people that do mad shit, so they could do mad shit, so they could be around certain things, or like get themselves in the door. It's like I don't mind that, of course, but it's like ain't about to use me either. Like, ain't. Like, don't act like you like me because you're trying to
They
do
start
this.
Singing in the background. Like,
but you never told me you could stay home. But what are you
now all of a sudden, stop texting me. Now I see you in this nigga video.
That's crazy.
Hell no.
Damn.
Hell no.
It's weird.
Wild out there, man.
It's weird out
there. But it's more so just like, just to see like if there's something that they could deal with too. Because it's not just about me.
True.
It's about the both of us. Like, do you even feel like you could be with an artist for real? Because like outside of this, you know what I'm saying? I'm home chilling, we cool, we vibing cool. Mm. But like when the lights come on and we wilding, I gotta go do this and I gotta be gone for fucking 12 months, literally. It's like, can you handle that too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even say, like, as a promoter, as a DJ, like, we gotta make our partner feel secure too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Where your partner can literally see some girl running up to you and see hearts in her eyes and your girl just be looking back like,
me too.
Like, it ain't.
Me too, girl.
Yeah, like, it ain't. I ain't worried about that. Word. Like, they do see that. Like, people get fanned out and stuff. And it's better when your girl be like, damn, she was all, like, makes it feel fun, not, like, stressed over nothing. Because that.
Yeah.
That stress, like, you the fuck out.
Oh, God,
don't
man.
Have stress.
Yeah.
That shit not fun.
Hello?
Because what?
Yeah.
Fuck. Say it again.
Yeah, be my peace, baby.
Please.
That's a fact.
Please,
right
bro.
Now,
it's
Savannah.
Enough shit going on.
Get it tatted.
Please be my peace.
Hell yeah.
Hello? All right, so listen, like, some of these songs of yours get a little freaky.
Hold on. Now. Zip my jacket.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? To be honest.
What y'all want to know, man?
For one, I just want to say again, I feel like if you are R&B artist, I feel like you gotta be a freak. I just feel like R&B is like sexy, or you just gotta have like a certain like, the word I'm looking for. I don't know. I just feel like you gotta be a freaky motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? Of that nature.
We don't keep it saying. You know what I'm saying?
Of that nature, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. Excuse you.
What'd you say?
Man, I ain't saying that name on this show. Fuck around. Cancel y'all show. Hell no.
Oh, no. We can't get canceled. They already be trying to cancel a player.
Hell no.
So one thing that we like to ask all of our doms that come here is like, when it comes to your strap, what was your first ever strap size and color?
It was my skin color, and it was an 8.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who suggested the 8?
She did.
She wanted the 8?
Yeah.
Did she go with you to the store?
Nah, I went alone.
She's like, yeah, get that eight, bring it over. At
yeah,
eight.
Bring it at eight.
Bring the eight at eight.
In 8 minutes.
Ask her what her first size was.
What was your first? Fuck that.
Because the way you just acted,
it was this color.
I wasn't even saying the
color. It was this color. What was the size, my heart?
Yeah.
Oh, it was 12.
Hold the fuck up.
She was trying to tear that girl insides apart.
Somebody told me I had like a stud friend. No, my stud friend. And like, she was like the OG. So I'm like, yo, I want to give me a dick. You feel me? Like, yeah. I'm excited. Like, what should I get? She's like, get the 12, nigga. I'm like,
so
less.
I should get my next one. Get a 12?
No. Oh, okay. I think she tried to really set me up for failure.
Okay, man.
She was mad about starting knocking down her hoes. Saying I'm playing. But she tried to set me
it
up.
Got deep.
I feel like a 12 is just way. I That's feel like OD. 8 is big. Like,
bro, walking out the bathroom. Like, with that, you know, fucking, how you just like.
That fucking, yes. You feel me? 12 is crazy.
What's a safe size? I feel like a 6.5.
Probably. I don't know. It can be whatever they on. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, I don't.
As somebody that's just out here dating, do you have like one strap? Or every girl need a new?
I get different ones, like okay. Per girl.
Per girl?
Yeah, because that just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be having flashbacks. No, I'm fucking with you.
Flashbacks is crazy, okay?
Do you hold on to them just in case they spin
the
block?
Nah, hell no. Like, what? Fuck no.
Like, just in case you come back, I'll put you up there.
Nah, hell no. But nah, I'll just be changing them. It's just because, like.
Just some
and
clean
then sometimes
R&B
they
shit.
Be, oh, I'm going to keep it over here.
You said what?
They're gonna keep it with them. Like,
oh, okay.
They don't trust me. Like, I'm gonna go, girl, shut the fuck.
Hey, let me just hold on to that. Let me just hold right, on like, to next please. Time.
Yo, that's fucking comedy.
But yeah, I just be switching it up.
You said what?
I switch it up, like per girl.
Okay. Do you prefer to use strap? Because this is the thing about dominant women and what we are starting to realize. First of all, some doms don't even like using the strap.
Yeah.
Some women don't even want the strap.
Yeah.
So do you have a preference or is it, what's the
problem? It's up to my shorty, for
real. Up to the shorty, period.
Yeah, up to my shorty, bro.
Real R&B.
I ain't finna just be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to do this now. Like, if they interested or like, you know what I'm saying? If it's something that we talk about and they want to try it, cool.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, yeah, I'm about to do it. Yeah, I got the dick. Like, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I think some rely, like, some studs think that they got to do that all the time. Is. Some girls don't prefer that.
That shit be probably hurting them girls. They probably be thinking they killing
it. Yeah,
like,
probably like some
that.
Girls probably really don't enjoy that shit. Like, yeah. They rather not, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have your songs on your sex playlist?
I do not. I do
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. I play too fucking much. I get to go mid. I go performance right away, right there. I start laughing. It just, I don't know, like, ew. Like, that's me, ew. Like, you feel me? But I did have somebody tell me that they wanted to and they preferred it, so I did it.
Did you sing while doing it?
They wanted me to.
You ain't do it?
No, I did not. Because what the fuck do you mean? You want me to sing?
They
while
want a
doing
live performance. You
right? Please.
Hello?
Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
So who is on, like, your playlist, if you have one? Like,
I
a sex playlist.
I do.
All right.
Got a few. I got some old heads in there. I got some Janet Jackson up there.
Damn, you gonna call Janet an old head?
I mean,
come on, Janet was performing in the 90s.
Compared to me, like these people kind of old enough to be my parents.
Janet gotta be on there. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, what she say?
You know what I'm saying? I got I can just pull out my phone.
Okay, pull out the sex playlist. Hello.
And y'all take notes too, because I know y'all want to add these songs when y'all got down, you heard?
I hold up. I got this song called Face Down by Vito. Shit crazy.
Vito's dope.
Crazy.
They sleep on Vito.
How you say this good guy name? Ciari the Kid?
That's our dude.
Yeah, Ciari.
We had him up here on the No Homo show.
Yeah, here. Actually, he would be a dope person to make music with too. He makes
sure
a lot
would.
Of music with K Camp too.
Fact, you know what it is? We ain't locking yet. We like kicked it a little bit, but we gotta lock in.
Okay,
for sure.
Yeah, he's dope.
I got some Party Next Door up here.
Okay.
I got some I got a song up here. I got some John Legend too.
John Legend on the sex playlist?
Yeah, I like to make love.
Not ordinary people, right?
Hell no. Imagine. I got some Janae Aiko up here.
Cool.
Janae.
Okay.
I got Sabrina Claudio. And I got mad people up here.
Okay.
The John Legend is new.
I'm about to put y'all on. I'm saying,
I've never heard
y'all. I got y'all. Yeah, I got
Cause I just feel like I would picture him in my head. He looked like Caillou a little bit.
First of all, picturing anybody that's singing is crazy, okay? Look at you like, damn, you done fucked up my playlist.
Right, I'm about to get that picture with John Legend.
Listen, you got to have all type of vibes on your sex playlist. You can't just have that one vibe. Like, yeah. One just,
yeah.
You got to start it all, you know what I'm saying? Right, like the before the bed, before you get to the bed, what's playing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, got
that
you.
John playing.
Teachers, artists, teachers.
You feel me? That okay. John playing. That, you know what I'm saying? That starter pack.
Got it. Okay.
And by the time we get there, oh, it's on.
Switching over.
Yeah. You know,
take it.
You down. You
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Gotta get that shit wet first. Yeah. You feel me? You can't give it to him dry like that.
Can't give it to him dry like that.
Hurt.
Come on, holiday.
What?
Hurt.
Come on, holiday.
Hurt.
Yeah.
All right. On the R&B music, and we have an R&B party tonight, right?
Yes.
Shit gonna be a movie.
And some people say, play newer R&B. What R&B songs in the last 5 years do y'all think has people singing along? There are a few. Can y'all name them?
Summer Walker, Body.
Summer Walker, Body.
Anything, Janae.
Chris Brown.
Janae, Pussy Fairy.
Yes. I don't know if that's considered. No, that's not considered R&B.
But I'm talking about like sing, like Money Long made for me. That have you singing.
Okay. Okay. Right?
Booed Up had you singing in the club.
Okay.
Kind of how like when you drop like a Mary J, I have you singing, depending on what song. Or the old Keisha Cole. Like, is there any songs that, not that you vibing to, but like this is got everybody singing?
I feel like everybody was saying I See You by Coco Jones.
Okay. Mm. Yep.
Ate that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went crazy, bro.
The crazy thing is, like, I've been, like, tuned into a lot of, like, DJ podcasts and stuff. And it's so crazy because DJs are preferring to DJ R&B over hip-hop right now.
Yeah, they're talking motherfuckers fighting in the club.
I mean, but even just hip-hop kind of dry right now.
It is. Yeah.
Like, it's like very, the mood, very,
like, mellow, chill, like.
Oh, it's hard. What's the word? Damn, I can't find a word. I'll come back to that.
Yeah, outside of like, of course, I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon, but Kendrick did drop upbeat stuff that created an energy.
Yeah.
In the part. Yeah.
Gorilla
Have up. Gorilla
shit. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm in that motherfucker like this. Hold on. You feel me?
Give me hey,
top.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, all that.
And then Lotto, on her last project, she got some songs too, but.
The women, I like her.
It's crazy.
The women running this shit.
I love that. Yeah,
shout
for
out
sure.
to women.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious to think to get y'all insight on recent R&B because I think it's really dope and really like we got really chill R&B, but it's missing like even JD when Money Long went in the studio with JD, they made like a '90s format with the bridge and all that, and I don't think people do that. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I'm saying not to give too much away, but me and JD we on that.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's hard.
I love that. Man, I love that. Y'all got a record together?
Yeah, two. And he made me do a bridge. Like, I wasn't leaving without doing
and
a bridge.
He gave you, like, a little... Did he give you some keys? Like, little pointers or something?
I mean, he let me do me, but yeah, hell yeah. Like, just watching him was enough. Like,
hard.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hard. That's hard. And they always talk about him because he used... I don't know what it's called at all, but it's some piece of old-ass equipment that he still uses that, like, nobody...
Probably 10, 12 squares on it.
Yeah.
Doop,
all
he
be doing all day, just this, boom.
Like a beat machine type thing,
Shout out to JD. He made like some of the best. Him and Brian Michael Cox.
Because this,
both of them.
And
both
they
of them,
both,
they like twins
made,
at this point.
Made for
nah,
you.
For real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
or made for me.
Yeah.
Made for you.
Made for you. Made for
same
somebody.
Thing. Right.
Goddamn.
All right, so we starting a new segment off.
Let's do it.
All right. Because, you know. We feel like we getting to know you, but this segment is called We Listen and Don't Judge.
Damn.
All right? Mm-hmm. What's one thing that, like, might throw us off, but we not going to judge you on it?
I don't think it'll throw y'all off, but this one girl, I was dating this one girl, and she told me, she was in college at the time, she told me that her ex also was in the same dorm building as her, and I still date her. And I would drive like an hour in chains to go see her, all for her to leave me for her ex. The same ex that she was laying in.
Somebody said goofy.
We all have our goofy moments, nigga.
So
we all had it.
Her ex was living in the same dorm room.
Not room, but like building. Building.
And you ain't have no insecurities about that?
I'm not insecure. Yeah. Like, you feel me? That's what you want to do? Your laws. I tell you now, she's trying to steal the law now.
She wish she would have. Yeah.
Nigga, COVID shut down. She had to come home. She thought she was coming home to me.
Bye-bye. See ya. I'm going. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Already got somebody else. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, fuck out of here.
We all made love. Dumb blind
decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. I just want,
I gotta work better on not judging. Cause I think we did, like.
We're not supposed to judge.
Damn. My bad. It's a new segment, so I gotta get used to not judging. Cause I'll be judging.
Nigga said, I'm gone.
Look, that's what's up, though.
So you learn your lesson with that one. If a bitch got an ex, anything.
At this point, if she got an ex, like, I'm fucking with you.
If you got an ex, period. All right. Yeah, it's over.
But nah, yeah, I learned. Nah, please.
Yeah.
Fucking please. Like, yo, I had to look at myself in the mirror like, you just, come on.
Yeah. I think it's just convenience, too. Even if somebody really like you, motherfuckers be bored in college. Like, let me just go upstairs.
Yeah. Fact, no, for real.
And it's like a comfort zone.
And so you got a microwave. Can I heat up my noodles?
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Fuck out of here. All right. We ain't gonna take you back down to L.A. Nah, I'm chilling.
All right, so listen, before we get you out of here, we're going to do one last segment. It's called Guidance from the Gay Gods. So this is where people write into the show to ask for advice. So today you're going to help them with what they need advice on.
Okay.
Guidance from the Gay Gods. Guidance from the Gay Gods.
Some person said, I need advice. I'm mentally and emotionally drained. My partner say she doesn't want to be with me anymore. And this is after 6 years. We had a lot of ups and downs, but I love her. And 3 days ago, she was telling me, let's go sign the papers. I'm hurt and confused. And on top of all of that, I would be homeless. I fucked up my credit, so I can't even get a spot by myself.
Wait, hold on.
I need advice, please. And the papers, for context, was for a divorce. Yeah.
I feel like we did this one.
She made me go crazy and I'm stuck. I don't remember reading it,
though. We're going to get guidance from you.
No family to go to when I start work this week, but as of right now, I don't know what to do. My heart is broken.
Well, first off, I'm sorry, you know, that you're going through that. My advice to you as tough as it's going to be, you just got to prioritize you. Like, clearly, your ex or your partner, they're prioritizing themselves and, like, they're moving for them. So you don't move for them, too. You don't do for them, no, do for you. Because at the end of the day, like you said, you finna end up homeless and shit like that. But it's like, nah, you got to, at the end of the day, you got to make sure you keeping you right. You know what I'm saying? In the event, you never know what could happen, whether y'all break up, anything could happen, you feel me? So it's like, I would say just hone in and focus on you. It's going to hurt like hell. You know, it's going to sting. I ain't finna tell you it's finna be easy. It's not. But when you look back, you'll be grateful that you put you first, man. Because at the end of the day, we all we got, no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't straight. And it's like, also, too, like, you all down, you shit like that. Like, you can't be your best self for the next person or even for yourself. So, nah, put yourself first and fuck up. Yeah.
I love a little up north ratchet.
Sign them fucking papers with a smile on your face. Yeah.
I like your answer. I was just going to say go get a rebound. So, I think I like your answer.
I don't think she don't got no money or nothing. She should worry about
that. Hey, bitch, with some money. Aight.
Yo, shit. You
trying to sugar
my son. I
need a job, man.
Hey, hello.
It's almost income tax season, too. Get you a bitch with a baby.
What?
A couple babies.
No, that's a couple babies.
Chestnut checkers.
A couple babies.
Come on now.
Damn, you was doing so good.
I mean, I ain't gonna do it.
Shit. But
also, I mean, you can't.
I do think in a marriage, right, even if you're going full in and even if you have a joint bank account and stuff, I definitely think you need to make sure you're still good as an individual.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Have your own account.
Yeah. And just have your own little savings just for you, you know. Yeah. But like, even if you and your spouse have a joint account, even like, make sure your credit is good, because you're still an individual when you're in a marriage. People give,
correct,
like, think I'm just going to give them everything. Yeah. But like, to be the best you need to really be the best you. So don't lose focus of yourself being all indulged.
That's
in a dang on marriage.
And that, also too, to whoever that was, remember that, like, you know what I'm saying, before you reach, you know, the better parts of life, like, you're going to be broken down. You know, take this as your sign from God that you got to lose it all to gain even more. For real, for real. Like, we all go through it.
Yeah. I love how you got a little like ignorant, but then a little like,
yeah, I'm
like
got,
from
it's
the
called,
heart.
No, balance.
I love that.
Balance.
Yes.
Balance. Balance.
Great balance.
That's the Libra scout.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, I see.
So
before we get up out of here, what can your fans look forward to? They want some new music. They want a tour. They want an album. They want it all. So what do you got in store for your supporters?
New music, album, tour, all that on the way. My first single's coming soon, very, very soon. Hopefully March, but very, very soon. This new music is crazy from the production to the storytelling. You know, I'm just trying to get better. And I feel like this music is definitely better than a lot of the music that I already put out. So I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it. I hope y'all like it for real, dead ass.
Nah, dope. We appreciate you. We
appreciate
going
y'all.
Up
I had
tonight.
Mad fun, for real. Yeah. This is like the best shit I did.
This your first time coming to party with us, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get another dope-ass experience later
I'm
on
ready
tonight.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm walking in my, what? All black, nigga. I'm here for war.
You
going to
do the catch?
We got some surprises for you, too, for tonight. We like to do surprises. You feel me?
Hey, what I need to bring? Let me know.
Bring the starship.
Now, you might want to bring that low-key, high-key.
Thank you, starship. Yeah, I'm bringing this tonight.
You might want to bring that tonight.
Bringing that.
I mean, if you allow to. Yeah. Look. I ain't trying.
Bitch, you trying to get it straightened.
You funny.
No, we appreciate you, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you, and let's go on.
Let's do it. Yeah, I appreciate y'all for real. Let's have some fucking fun.
No homo show.
No homo show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Rich. We certified. And DJ Excel.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.